Are we, let's see. Any other comments? Any other comments on item number one? Okay. Then let's go to item number two.
Item number two, project number WH002, Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program, page 30.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, basically our introduction for the Capital Improvements Program for Highways covered all of the items. So we talked already about highway safety improvement. This is congestion mitigation, air quality. This brings an 80-20 split for projects.
And again, that would be the $63,243,000 over the capital appropriation of $316,216 to come up with our 20% contribution to the federal government's 80% contribution. Okay, it's understood. Any questions about the project itself, Supervisor Stanford?
Yeah, when is the money received? Do we start the project and get reimbursed, or how does that work?
The County Act, there's two parts to it. Under the design, the county does the design work. We then bill the state of Wisconsin for their 80% share of the costs. In the case of the construction, the project is let by the state of Wisconsin, and therefore then the state of Wisconsin bills Milwaukee County for our 20% share of those costs.
Okay, so when does it start and all of that? The actual work on the project. In that process, when does it start?
The process works off of a state municipal agreement, and from there a work order is written. From that, the design takes place. Once the design is complete, then it goes to construction. So it's an ongoing process for that project.
Does it happen in the year in 2014, though?
Typically, these types of projects take approximately 3 years to go from design to actual construction.
Likely it won't, the actual work won't start till 3 years.
That's correct. That is typical for these types of projects.
Okay. And then what about the completion? It depends on the project, I'm sure, but do we have any indication on when they'll be done?
These projects have a timeline associated with the agreement with the state once the funding is provided, that we have to meet certain guidelines to get it completed. From the department standpoint, we're anxious to get these done and as complete as quick as possible. We only build them during the construction season, so typically we get funding in 1 year, we get started on the design. We finish the design the second year, and then the third year is the construction phase.
Okay. So that process in relation to what's in this book, like 14, 15, 16, and the different 80-20 allotments, that's the process that doesn't start really until the end at 2016, maybe.
Part of what you're seeing in the 15, 16, 17 budget are additional projects that we would be requesting. The CMAQ program itself is statewide, so we compete with everyone throughout the state to get those dollars, and they're project specific, so we have to detail the reasons behind our application for those funds, and then that's when we typically would find out. Latter part of this year we'll find out for the 14-15 cycle.
Okay. All right, so is there any way here to tell me when the project starts? Because I'm looking at the construction and implementation. Does that mean it started? $90,000?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I believe the question is when would the actual physical work start out in the field?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the construction.
From this book?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, and you should have it in the right.
It would either be in the write-up section or when it's discussed that that's the construction phase. Mm-hmm. In the write-ups themselves, it'll mention whether or not it's in design, right-of-way, or construction. So if, when it's in the construction phase, that's when you're going to see the activity on the street.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other? Supervisor Jersey. Number two.
I note that there's going to be 50 traffic signals that are part of this coordination of traffic signals. Do you have a list of which ones are impacted? And I don't need you to go through that list right now, but is there a list that we can go to?
We can provide that list.
Would you do that? This is actually a very popular thing in my district for streets like Layton Avenue. So I know this is something we haven't always been able to do, but with the CMAQ funding, it's an opportunity, correct?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to clarify. I noticed that this project is being funded with sales tax revenue. So is this part of the cash financing that was talked about in the budget with the amount of capital projects financed with cash?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm sorry, Chairman, supervisors, could you state what project that was again, specifically?
Number two.
The CMAQ?
You have
partial funding of $63,000 in sales tax, and then additional funding of $252,000 roughly in federal revenue. So you have a combination of funding streams there. The total amount of cash financing is approximately for sales tax, it's about $10 million. Let's see, the 2014 budget to cash financing is just under $18 million in total.
Oh, 18. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, well, Supervisor Bowen brought up a good point. I mean, maybe we should get, as I understand, we use sales tax to pay the debt service, and then if there's excess sales tax, that can be used for capital projects. Am I correct on that statement? And I don't think we really got the information on what the excess sales tax is.
Chairman, supervisors, by essentially using contributions from the debt service reserve, that frees up sales tax money that would otherwise be used to help pay down debt service. So by increasing that amount this year and the contribution from reserve, that frees up your sales tax to be applied to these capital projects, among other things.
Yeah, and within the budget, I mean, how much sales tax is being used to actually pay debt service? What is the excess? I don't know that we've gotten those numbers.
Chairman, supervisor, that's in the debt service narrative, LORG 9960. I don't have that with me, but we can certainly get you that information.
Steve, was that the report we got at the beginning from you?
Go ahead, Mr. Cade, please.
Mr. Chairman, supervisor, the information you're seeking would be in ORG 9960, and I was going to look that up for you. It might also be referred to in the sales tax revenue write-up.
Okay.
I can
go back and look at that.
Yes.
9960?
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other comments, questions, concerns about item number two? Item number three, please.
Item number three, project number WH010, County Highway Action Program, page 32.